Welcome, everybody. 2019 high school football season, greatest time of the year, time to kick this off. And Navasota football on the road tonight. This is the pregame show with head coach Casey Dacus, brought to you by Gessner Heating and Air Conditioning. Your comfort is our business. Coach, I'm going to start off with the same question that the media has been asking that guy down the road named Jimbo Fisher about the second year coming in. They've been asking him all about that and what the difference is. People used to your program, people used to your system, people used to your coaches, people used to you. Talk about that aspect of it in the second year and how it changes and how it's a little bit more comfortable for you and your staff.
Yeah, absolutely. I think continuity is a big deal. I think it is just about in any business that you're in, but especially when you're dealing with, you know, high school kids, you know, 15 to 18 years old. You know, we're all creatures of habit, you know, and we all like routines. And I think after last year, you know, now our routine is familiar. Our culture is familiar now. We've gone a long way in changing our culture, and we feel really good about that. Off-season was great. You know, the kids did a really nice job in the weight room. We got a lot stronger as a group, as an entire football team. And, you know, we're ready to kind of show some of that off, if you will. But we think that, you know, just having an off-season this year was a big deal, because last year when I first got here, I guess in the middle of March, we had to replace 9 coaches. And so when you're only, you know, running an off-season with about 4 coaches, and you're also responsible for baseball and all the different, you know, track and all the different sports that go on in the springtime, you get spread real thin. And so we were lucky this year in that we had all our coaches come back. I think we just replaced 1. So we had 12 of the same coaches as last year. And that makes a big – that's a big deal to the kids. You know, you start building relationships and you start building that foundation for your program. And now we're able to kind of add on to that without having to start over. So I think that's a really, really big deal.
And you look at the way that the last year played itself out. You came in, you had inherited a schedule that had been put together by Coach Gates and your administration before you got here. And it was a tough schedule. You start off 0-4, but then you're able to learn enough from that 0-4 start that you reel off 5 straight wins after that. Sort of talk about how the season played out.
Yeah, it was a tough start. You know, we got – I think our last coaching hire that we made last year, I believe, got here maybe a week before Tua Day started, something like that. So we were scrambling just as a staff, you know, trying to get on the same page, let alone get our kids on the same page with us. And so it took us a little while to get, you know, familiar with one another and comfortable with one another to build some continuity. We started off, like you said, with a really, really tough portion of our schedule. We opened with Episcopal, which is who we play tonight. And then we have, you know, Sealy the following week. And so when you're talking about, you know, a big private school in Houston that's got several Division I caliber players on the roster, plus then you got Sealy back-to-back right after that with who I think this year they're ranked number 6 in the state in preseason. You know, so it doesn't get any easier this year from last year, but the difference is we have a lot more experience under our belt with our kids and with our system, and we feel like we're going to be able to compete at a lot higher level this year.
And you win those 5 in a row. You finish up with Wheatley on the road, lose that ball game, but you have a lot of confidence. Of course, you had the situation with Yates last year that sort of changed up the standings and all of that. But you go into the playoffs and you win that first playoff game, and you go too deep into the playoffs. That's got to be a great springboard going into your offseason and going into this year, that you did have some success in the playoffs.
Right. That creates buy-in, you know. And when the players have success, then they're going to believe. And, you know, last year after starting 0-4, and then, you know, we had to get over some injuries, and then we came back in district and went 5-0. Then we obviously lost the last game to Wheatley in district. But, you know, up until that point, we were getting a lot better. And, you know, the open week came at a good time. I hate week 10 open weeks. But last year it came at a good time because it allowed us to get everybody back, everybody healthy for the playoffs. And, you know, you wouldn't think at Navasota winning 1 gold ball would be a big deal. But for those seniors last year and for our football team last year, it was, because that was the first time we'd won a playoff game since, I think, 15. And so because of that, you know, that creates buy-in automatically, you know, being in year 1, knowing that we've already won 1 playoff game and we're headed the right direction. The kids, you know, that creates buy-in, like you say. And I just think the sky's the limit if we'll just continue to put our head down and work.
Okay, let's talk about 2019, but before we do that, we'll talk about some of the really the key players that you lost that you got to deal with life without. People like Jay Jones, Kierick Moore, Tyron Preston, and on defense, life without Tyreek Houston. Those are really key players for you, and a lot of others that I haven't mentioned that we're going to miss this year, but that gives an opportunity for other guys to step up.
Absolutely. You know, and I wish I'd had those kids for 4 years, honestly, because they're great kids, and we enjoyed having them as part of our program. But, you know, the one thing about high school football, really high school sports in general, is that the players change. You know, every year you lose kids and you get a new group of freshmen coming in. And so, you know, for us, it's going to be next man up, you know, and get ready to go this year. And we're going to miss those guys. All four of those guys did a really nice job last year of leading, and they all played, you know, significant roles in our success, especially in the second half of the year. And so, you know, we're looking forward to this year to seeing who replaces them, who steps up and fills those shoes, you know, and we've got some really good candidates to do that. You know, offseason, again, was a big deal for us. We feel like as a football team, we're a lot stronger. You know, last year when we lost to Midlothian Heritage in that last game last year, we felt like the difference was up front, you know, in the offensive and defensive lines. You know, with our lack of depth, they had depth, but they were also a lot stronger than we were. And, you know, so we've kind of feel like we've closed that gap some. And, again, we're just excited to see who steps up and who fills the shoes of the leadership positions.
A few of the skill positions that I looked at that I saw people coming back, people whose name that we said a lot. Of course, a lot of people talk about Jordan Jefferson. You don't normally call a lineman a skill position, but in Jefferson's case, I'll call him a skill position. But Keith Steptoe, LaDarren Thomas, the breakout player, in my opinion, of last year was DJ Randall, Tavares Baker. These are some great names to have back.
No, absolutely, and we're thrilled to have all of them back, and they all bring something unique to the table. You know, you were talking about, you know, DJ Randall, for example. Last year as a sophomore, I think he really wasn't sure what to expect. We weren't sure what to expect from him, but as the year went on, he progressed and got better and better, and we're excited to see what he's going to do this year. Obviously, behind what we feel like is one of our strengths in our offensive line, we feel like we have a chance to be real successful running the ball. You know, you mentioned Jordan Jefferson. You know, he's done a really good job this year, but he's lost a lot of weight, believe it or not, and he's down. I say down. He's about 295, 300 pounds, which is a big deal for a guy. Last year he was a little bit overweight, and he's really made a really strong commitment in dropping some weight because he wants to play both ways, and we want him to play both ways. And so he's going to play quite a bit on the defensive line. In fact, you know, at the next level, that's probably really what he is a defensive lineman just based on the measurables. So he's going to get an opportunity to play both ways, and we can't wait to see how he does anchoring, you know, both those fronts. You talked about Keith Steptoe. I think he's the valedictorian of his class, special kid. You tell him something one time, he doesn't forget, and he's a pleasure to coach. You wish they were all, you know, like that. LaDarren Thomas has really, really done a nice job of maturing. He's a game breaker for us on offense and defense. We're going to play him at corner some this year too. He's got a special ability to change directions and run. He's fast, and you can't teach 4-4, you know, and he can run. And then Tavares Baker, who you mentioned, we are so excited about him. He's grown. He's about 6'1", 6'1 and a half. And for a corner and a receiver, that's pretty good size. And the college, you know, guys came in here all spring this year checking out our kids, and he was one of the ones that they continuously went back to and wanted to know more about. And that says a lot about him. He's, you know, he's gotten a lot better. He had a good summer. Basketball last year was really good for him because he had to play against some of the bigger kids in basketball based on our starting lineup last year. And I think that helped him with his physicality, and I think it helped him with his confidence. And it's translated, and it's shown so far through the two preseason scrimmages that we've had.
Gessner Heating and Air, your comfort is our business. They bring you the pregame show with head coach Casey Dacus. And, Coach, we go out on the road tonight to Episcopal. Started last year with Episcopal. And, you know, a year ago we were sitting here and we were talking about Episcopal, and you were saying, hey, watch out for these guys. You know, people look at this. It's a private school. It's a smaller school, and shouldn't be any problem. Well, they came in here. They went on the road. They y'all made a great comeback in the second half, but they leave with a 34-28 win. And I don't think anybody needs any warning anymore about how good that these private schools could be, because obviously – they're a little bit smaller schools as far as enrollment and student body, but they are not limited by geographical boundaries as far as who they can bring into their school. And in a lot of ways, they can feel themselves an all-star team if they want to. And this is the kind of team that they are, and probably the kind of team you expect again tonight.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're exactly right. Last year when we went into the game, we knew they were really good. And they had, you know, Division I type athletes all over the place. And this year is really no different than that. You know, they have a couple of offensive tackles to start for them who, you know, they were, I think one's going to Baylor and one's going to Texas, or that, or maybe they're both committed. I can't remember what it is now, but they've got those kind of kids all over the place. And so, yeah, don't be fooled by the enrollment numbers. You're right. They, when you deal with private schools, they have the ability to recruit, you know, and they can get kids from all over to come in, like you said. And so, you know, that's one of the tough challenges for us is we've seen a little bit of film on them this year, but it's like us. They've only, you know, had two scrimmages. So, you know, private schools, there's the rules are not like they are in UIL. You can have a transfer or somebody come in, somebody come out. You know, it's a lot more loose with the rules as far as that kind of thing goes. And so it'll be a tough challenge, and they're going to have players all over the place, and our guys are going to have to be ready to respond, and I'm looking forward to it.
What are some of the keys for you in an opening ball game? You're anxious to see how these kids will react. I know you had a couple of scrimmages. Let's talk about that first. Your thoughts after your two scrimmages. I was able to see some of the one this past week against Caldwell. Wasn't able to see the first one, but sort of talk about your feelings after the two scrimmages.
Yeah, we were really pleased with the scrimmages. You know, we kind of know what we have at the top end of our roster with a lot of our starters because a lot of them are back from last year. You know, we have, I think, 7 or 8 guys back on offense and about 5 or 6 on defense. And so what our goal was during the scrimmages was honestly just to look at our depth and try to find out who fits where. And we were real pleased with that. I think we ended up not that scores and scrimmages matter, but I think we ended up beating both those guys in scrimmages, Belleville and Caldwell. And a lot of that was due to our depth. You know, the guys that we were trying to work with, whether they be on the twos or whether we rotated some in with the ones or whatever it was, we were real pleased with that. You know, Belleville is a slot T team, and that's not a fun scrimmage to have because, you know, that it's 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and it's really, really physical. And so you worry about getting banged up or worry about injuries, you know, moving forward from a scrimmage like that. But I thought our kids handled that one really, really well, and we came out of that really injury-free. And then against Caldwell, the same thing. You know, we wanted to work on some of our finesse parts of our game as far as throwing the ball around a little bit on offense and then playing more of a base defense because they're more of a base offense. And so, you know, we felt like we grew a lot from 1 week to the next, and they say that that's where most of the progress happens is when you get out of the scrimmage time, you get from, you know, game one to game two in the first part of the year. So we've seen lots of growth, lots of guys get a lot better, and now we're waiting to kind of see how that translates to Friday night.
Well, obviously, the main thing you want to see coming out of tonight is a W, come home with a W. What else do you want to see from your team? Obviously, you want to see, you know, not a lot of first-game mistakes, not a lot of first-game penalties. What are the other things that you want your team to show you?
We want to be clean. You know, we don't want to make mistakes as far as turning the ball over and throwing interceptions or fumbling the ball. And we don't want to have penalties where we're jumping off sides, you know, the pre-snap stuff. We want to be disciplined, and we want to do what we're supposed to do and execute at a high level. And I know that's a lot to ask sometimes in game one of the season, but we feel like, you know, we've made enough progress to where that should be an expectation for us. And so that's really the big thing we're going to look at. And then it comes down to just execution and assignment. And we talk about it all the time, assignment and alignment. Know what your assignment is, make sure we're aligned properly, and then let's just play. And so if we can take care of those things, I feel like we'll be in pretty good position.
All right. Coach, good luck tonight. The one down. Let's get a whole bunch more this year.
Amen. Thanks, Tom.
All right. That's Casey Dacus. It's the pregame show. Bryce Jones and I will be back, get you the starting lineups, and get this one kicked off from Bel Air, Texas, right down here in the Houston area. It's the Kestner Heating and Air pregame show. Your comfort is our business. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Navasota Rattler Football on Willie 98.7.